The Shift Show, Captain's Log, Episode 22. While attending an interplanetary conference, The Shift Show seeks to help facilitate an alliance between two major worlds. Listen in as we interview two explorers from the Microsoft system who recently made first contact with one of the best-kept secrets in the galaxy, the Cooperative Extension System. Computer, set a course for the future of extension. Hey, buddy, you ready for an exciting episode?
This one is going to be. I think this is going to be fun. Going to be talking about a great week we had recently at a conference. Catching up with people that we'd actually never seen except on some little, little video for a couple conferences we ran, and spent some really important time with some of our partners and people that we just like being around. I think it was a great week.
Yeah. It was probably one of the best weeks I've had in a very long time. So I'm super excited that we got to experience that. I guess we should actually say what it was. So we're very bad podcasters. We're going to recap a event that Joe and I got to attend in West Palm Beach, Florida in July of 2022. And it was the National Association of County Agricultural Agents Annual Meeting Professional Improvement Conference. That's a mouthful, but that's what they call it. So,
NACA or NACAA, AMPIC, a few shorter words we can use with that.
Yeah. And like you said, this is a group of people that they are very close to our hearts because for the last 2 years, like the rest of the world, their conference had to go online in order to keep them meeting. And I remember when we found out after the 2020 conference, so we did the 2020 and 2021 conference. We facilitated those conferences by hosting them in teams, and it worked very well. The feedback was great. And overall, it was a very good success. But after the 2021, we found out that that was their 105th consecutive meeting. And I'm so glad we didn't know that that was what was at stake beforehand. That would have been so much more pressure.
It was, it was like 3 weeks to put that together and go online. That was enough pressure to let us, even without that string of them in a row. Definitely didn't need that extra. But yeah, this time we got lucky because we hosted them virtually for the last 2 years. And this year in Florida, we got a chance to go in person and visit with them. We actually had a presentation we gave a couple hours on one of our favorite tools, PowerPoint, educating some agents on how to use that in a hybrid world online. Getting a chance to continue to give back to them. They helped us learn our ways to manage our virtual venue as a service that we've come up with basically for running online meetings. Definitely great to get in person and meet with them.
Yeah. The theme by the president, Bill Burdon, was this is going to be different. And it was different in a lot of ways. And one of the things that I think is super special about this is not only was it different in, for the last 3 years straight, there was history being made for the last 3 years straight. So there was a lot of firsts to happen in, for this event in particular. 2 years ago was the first time they'd ever met virtually, but it kept that 100 plus year streak of meeting, intact. This was the first time that a state had hosted the event back to back to back. So that's pretty cool. Normally this event would move around through different regions of the United States, through different areas where, for different land grant schools to host it. And it just so happened the stars aligned in 2022, Florida had bid on that 4 years previously. And so that was a first. But a huge first was this was the first time a tech company had come to this event. And not only did they come, they were headline sponsors of the event.
It was great to have Microsoft there. And that's who we're going to talk today with a couple of them that attended, managed a booth, gave some presentations, were there with the Microsoft Store to help learn about extension and help get the word out on what extension is inside of Microsoft. That's been our goal, is explaining how big extension is, how impactful it is across the country. And there's an opportunity there to help our agents across the states.
Yeah, we're calling this first contact, I think, which is pretty cool, because this was first contact between Microsoft and Cooperative Extension at this level, for sure. I mean, obviously, we've had a relationship with our partners at Microsoft for a while, but this was the first time that they, in this capacity, had been involved in a extension event. So you are going to hear from two experts from Microsoft that we are about to beam on to the Shift Show and interview. And so we have Kristen Koloje, and she, I think, is probably going to quiz us on how to spell that at the end of the show. But Kristen Koloje is a senior Surface specialist for U.S. education at Microsoft. And also we'll have Heather Cox, who is a CSA engineering manager. And CSA stands for Cloud Solutions Architect. And yeah, apparently they like their acronyms just as much as Ag does. So
we might need a universal translator there on some of those acronyms.
Yeah, for sure. So this is going to be a little tricky, Joe, because we've beamed people on before and they've survived, but I don't think we've ever beamed two at the same time. So I'm not really sure what happens, yeah, if they get crossed up somewhere. Hopefully. Well, we'll just see. So cross your fingers. And I'm going to go ahead and hit that button, beam them on, and let's get this show started. Hello, ladies. Welcome aboard the Shift Show.
Thank you.
Permission to come aboard?
Granted.
Happy to be here.
First time on a spaceship.
Oh, good. Well, we're glad that you came to fly with us on the Shift Show. And we have spent some time with you recently. And because it's super fresh, I think, on all of our minds, we wanted to kind of recap our experience that we had together, because I felt really good about it. And I know
it's definitely an important event. Definitely important event for us. So excited to kind of talk about that experience for all of us.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess first let's start off with like who you are and what you do. So Kristen, you want to kick us off?
Sure, happy to. So Kristen Koloje, there will be a quiz later on at the end of the podcast on how to pronounce my last name. But I've been with Microsoft now for 5 years. I am a senior Surface specialist on the U.S. education team. Doesn't mean that I'm old, just means I've been around for a minute. But I actually am in charge of, I manage our higher education strategy nationally. And, you know, on a personal note, have been connected to you guys for the past couple of years now. It's been almost 4 years. You guys were and are continue to be customers of mine and ours, but have, and I'll go into my passion a little bit about extension in just a minute, but you guys have sparked, a lot of excitement in me around how I can tie this back into my business. So super excited to be able to share that and share what we, was that 2 weeks ago that we did this? Only 2 weeks ago? Feels like a lot longer.
Time is really messed up now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Especially when you're on a spaceship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, if we go too fast, it actually goes backwards. So watch out.
Slingshot around the sun.
Yeah. So that's who I am. Well, on a quick personal note, Heather and I both have this in common. We are former educators, so I'll touch on this in a little bit, but was a teacher for 10 years. And that's a big part of who I am and why I'm here in many ways. So with that, I'll pass it to my dear friend and colleague, Ms. Heather Cox.
Yeah, so as Kristen said, I'm Heather Cox. Now, there won't be a quiz on how to pronounce my last name, but maybe how to spell it, because I've had it spelled many different ways, as you can imagine. But I am new in a role as of a little over a month ago, and I am a manager now for a team that is called CSAE, Cloud Solution Architect Engineers. And as I have been learning, and I'm hoping that more people get to learn this, they are truly, they call themselves the rock stars, and it's because they truly are. They are so foundational in what we do at Microsoft in terms of supporting our customers. So I've got to say, it's been an interesting journey. The whole reason I switched to that team was because I wanted to work with this group of people. And that's been the best part so far. But yes, as Kristen said, I've also gotten to know Joe and Dwayne over the past couple of years, and was actually just reflecting upon my first meeting with them in Chicago and riding a riverboat together. So very happy to be here. It was great to see you guys in person 2 weeks ago and to be a part of that event with you. And yeah, we're happy to sit here and talk about it and have some more fun.
Awesome. Well, we are so happy that you agreed to join us. We like to joke that we don't ever usually have experts on the show, so it's a refreshing change to have a few experts join us.
Wow. That's a lot of pressure.
I know. I was like, I don't know about that, but
experts in what? I'm
I
not
appreciate
sure.
that.
Yep. We'll find out by the end of the call.
Yeah, I guess you spent time with us on a boat and now we're on a ship.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
So
I
many
like
ways
it.
To travel with this crew.
Well, we're currently cruising along right now at like warp 5, so nothing too serious. So a couple weeks ago, you got to enjoy the weather in Florida. It was nice and hot and muggy, but it was a special, special thing. Joe and I, for the last couple of years, have worked really hard with a organization called the National Association of County Agricultural Agents. And that is a subset of Extension, a professional development community that they meet annually. And because of, you know, pretty obvious reasons, the last couple of years, their meeting couldn't take place in person. So Joe and I were a part of helping them continue their 107-year tradition of meeting by doing it in Microsoft Teams. But this year we got to see their faces for the first time ever, which was for us super exciting, but also equally as exciting was Microsoft came in a really, really, really big way. So this was the first time ever in this association's history that a tech company showed up. So, Kristen, can you start us off with kind of like, how does that make you feel? I guess, like, isn't that cool?
Yeah, though it's incredibly humbling. I've used that word a lot to describe this experience as we've been talking internally to leadership and my peers over the last 2 weeks when we debrief. But I will tell you, this journey, it's really been a long time coming. Again, because we've known each other for several years, and the work, the humble work that you guys have done to help support your folks in Extension, both first at UF specifically within IFAS, but then on this broader scale to hit the community, we've been taking note of this. And I just, like I said, I have a personal connection to this and newfound passion and spark for it. So when the opportunity came up and you made the ask, we knew we needed to find a way to partner here. There's a huge opportunity for us to be able to share and learn from each other. And that's how we approached being involved, was to come and learn about Extension. I had very little background knowledge of Extension. I will say, from a personal perspective, I knew enough about our own Extension offices in the state of South Carolina, where I live, because Clemson is the land-grant university. in South Carolina, and knowing what their offices do to serve the greater community within South Carolina, I knew this was an opportunity to figure out how do we help, now that I'm in the position to work for Microsoft, how do we help support those communities. So the experience of being there and being able to not only have my teammates there, but also to have our Microsoft Store support there, to be able to see live demos of our products and to see extension agents light up at what we were, what we were offering, and incredibly humbling. I think the overall thing, we've talked about this a lot over the past couple of weeks, I was most touched by the fact that most people we spoke with were overwhelmed with gratitude that Microsoft was there. I think we take, Heather probably would agree with me, we take this for granted, and we have amazing customers across the country, but oftentimes things happen and we don't always have the best relationships, and we don't always have the most positive things come out of our customer conversations. When you have the most redeeming conversations with customers where they are excited and genuinely thankful that you're there to support them, that means the world to us. So it was very humbling, in one word, to sum it up.
Yeah, just to piggyback on that, you said we sometimes take it for granted, and that's kind of funny. I sometimes do think I take for granted the fact that I work for Microsoft, because it's part of our day-to-day now, and I forget how much of a name Microsoft really is and what that means to other people. And so I just some little old me. And so then we show up and people are like, "You're from Microsoft." And I'm like, "But I'm just Heather." And so I forget that it is so powerful when a company wants to support a group of people. And I want to, thank Kristen for really pushing and championing that on our end, and then pulling me into the fold, because it really was so beautiful to get to talk to people who genuinely love what they do. So many people, it's hard sometimes, there's a lot going on in the world and things are tough, but this group of people just so passionate about every little thing that they do. And just a couple of the moments we had in the exhibit hall where people, we'd help with one small problem, and to us it's kind of like an everyday fix, but it's been bothering somebody. And I remember we showed somebody something with Teams, and it was like our whole world had changed in those like 10 seconds. And it was so fun to see and remind us how much of an impact we can have when we're face-to-face and engaging with people. So it was a wonderful time, and was really, really privileged to be there.
Are you an extension agent just getting started with Teams? Or maybe you're experienced, but you're looking to improve your digital cloud skill set? Are you an IT pro supporting extension programs at your university? Well, you're invited to join us in a community working to empower extension agents and their support staff to skill up and learn together. If you're interested, visit aka.ms/join Cloudy County to sign up and join us for monthly training sessions and open discussion with your hosts of the Shift Show. Cloudy County Extension, essential cloud skills for extension by extension.
One of your colleagues that was there, I saw at a point, was helping with someone's like Outlook, just out of the blue, just doing a little bit of local support. I love the showcase of some of the Surface equipment there and things like that. I think we'll talk a little bit about how some of those, I think, will help our extension agents, a little bit down the road here. But what are some of the similarities with education that you've discovered comparing to the work that you learned about extension agents? I know you had to come in, gain some more knowledge about what the work our extension agents do. Both of you are educators in your current life and past life. What do you think, what's some similarities, what's some differences?
I think the thing that pops out immediately for me is that it's people, it kind of goes ties in a little bit with what I just said. It's people doing something because they love it. No one goes into education to be a classroom teacher because they think they're going to, you know, their bankroll and everything and have all this, you know, money and whatnot. But you can feel the passion from educators. You could feel the passion, like I said, from this group. And so that was a huge thing that they had in common. And that's what spoke to me the most, I think. Kristen?
I think as we were preparing for the presentation, what really struck me as I was doing my own research, and then we actually were creating our presentation as we were talking with people that week, and thankfully we had that time. These are folks that wear multiple hats, and that's exactly what an educator is. That's exactly, and I asked outright to several extension agents, and it was described to me that at extension are informal educators. And I would hate for that to be a lessening. They are just as formal. They are educating the community. But I recognized and connected with the fact that these are folks who have to do a lot of different roles with limited resources, or they're given multiple different resources to do things with, and they don't necessarily know how all of that connects. And that's exactly what a teacher goes through. So I personally connected to that and then recognized, you know, how what we do within our education team at Microsoft can do to help make their lives that much easier. And that was the vision that I had initially to get involved in the first place. And that really resonated with me once we were able to actually talk with these people. And I asked point blank, tell me about your day. What does your day look like from the beginning to the end? And what these folks do on a daily basis. No day is the same. There's so many parallels to the education environment, K-12 and higher ed in many ways.
I don't think any extension agent would be offended if you called it non-formal education, because it's actually how NIFA defines it. Yeah, they say extension provides non-formal education and learning activities to people throughout the country, farmers, residents, mostly of rural communities, as well as to people living in urban areas. So they cover so much stuff. We've said it's a mile wide and a mile deep, you know, all at the same time. So it's pretty incredible the context that their teaching covers. When they're working with their community, which is really cool because they're similar to teachers, public service, if you will, you know, that they perform. So your presentation, first of all, I want to say a couple of things about it. I have some insider information that I think I should divulge. So like we said early on, this was the first time a tech company had come to this event. And thankfully, you know, we are very, very appreciative of Microsoft being sponsors of this event. And part of that sponsorship package included a sponsored luncheon. And the Microsoft sponsored luncheon booked out completely within the first 3 or 4 days of the registration for this event going live.
Yeah. No pressure whatsoever.
It's like the same exact thing, like when Garth Brooks sells out a stadium.
It's
right?
Exactly like that.
It's just, now I know what it feels like.
That's what that feeling is.
I'm so happy I could help share that feeling. But it really illustrates how hungry this audience is for these modern work tools. And you kind of referenced your presentation. So I want to talk about that for a second, because I was there. It was great. It was really cute. It was a day in the life of an extension agent, and I know a lot of work went into it. So I kind of want to hear more about the design process, the things that you like, the resources that you tried to tap to understand what is extension, and how did you convince, I mean, JP Ortiz to be the extension agent. He got to be highlighted running around in his his Hawaiian shirt being an extension agent.
We put him in the field.
Yeah. So you co-developed that presentation together. So you know, Heather, you want to start talking about like how'd that go? What were y'all trying to learn?
Well, one thing that's interesting, so Kristen and I, thankfully, are very similar in the fact that we are a little bit, we don't do our presentations weeks and weeks in advance. And I think that actually worked to our advantage in this particular situation because we really developed it after a lot of the conversations that took place. We had an idea of, obviously, you know, as Microsoft, we had an idea of things and tools that we thought may be appropriate or that may work and that we wanted to include. But it was the conversations and the people that we talked to that are really what developed the presentation itself. We had things in there that were taken out and changed based on feedback and the audience. And thankfully, JP was more than willing to be our extension agent and act it out for us. But it was really, like I said, our procrastination actually served us well in this case to develop it. And Kristen, she spearheaded quite a bit of the presentation itself, so I'll let her add on to that.
Well, at least you called us out and actually did call us procrastinators because you were saying that in a very nice way. But we're professional procrastinators, and so we know how to do this. We've done this before. The day in the life concept really came out of feedback that we've gotten from customers over the years. They appreciate when we connect with what they actually do. I mean, it's their basic sales tactics. I hate to say it like that, but I think that's also the teacher in us is connecting, meeting our audience where they are. And so I always want to make sure that anytime we do a presentation, it's authentic and it connects with the audience and there are opportunities to engage with the audience and we're not speaking at the audience. It's hard in a room of 150 people to not speak at them at times because you can't listen to everybody, but man, we sure tried. But that's really where the original idea was. It came from wanting to be able to connect with these folks and make sure that the content was relevant and authentic.
Yeah, just a tiny little add-on is in addition to the connecting, we wanted to just respect them. We wanted to respect who they are and what they do on a day-to-day and not come in because Kristen and I we really are not salesy as much as we can be. We didn't want to come in just like as Microsoft is here to tell you how to make your lives better. We didn't want it to be like that. We wanted to respect what they're doing, but how can the things that we offer, how can they help? How can they support? How can they maybe make something that you're doing on a day-to-day easier? So that was really important to us as well, is to respect what they do, who they are, and just see if there was a way that we could build upon that.
There was feedback from attendees that we got that it was, you know, it was an excellent presentation. They learned things that they could take back and, you know, put to use. Bookings came up. You know, some things like that. You really, I think, hit a home run on the way that our agents could be working, should be working with some of these tools and take advantage of them. It was great.
Oh, good. Thank you so much.
Well, and I want to make sure that we give full credit to JP. One of the main reasons we chose him to be the extension agent, he himself, I won't go into his whole personal story, but he has land in Costa Rica. And he partially was there to really just immerse himself in learning more about what extension does and the whole experience of being in Florida. And so he was the perfect extension agent because he himself is passionate about what these people do. And it was great to be able to have a little bit of theatrics involved at the same time. So.
One of our horticulture agents approached me and she was like, I think one of the Microsoft people was in my session. I was like, yeah, it was JP. and one of the things that was hilarious but sweet at the same time was she said he raised his hand to ask a question and he started off by saying something along the lines of like, I'm not one of you, but, and then asked this question and she said his question was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, Christopher's not kidding. He really wanted to learn. I mean, and And that's something I think in that particular instance, it was about that topic. But what I love about Microsoft and Microsoft Education specifically is that we really do want to learn and care about the people that we're serving. And so, you know, hopefully in the work that we do, just the way that the ag agents, that passion comes through, that we really do care, and that's what we're here for.
That's excellent. Well, I was happy to be a part of your presentation a little bit. You know, we got to say a few things here and there, and I like to echo what Joe said. We got feedback that people really appreciated the effort that you went through to try to understand what they do, and that Kristen nailed it with the meet your users where they are. That's a thing that Joe and I really try to embrace. That was actually one of our earliest podcast episodes, was meet your users where they are. And that's a mentality we really honestly try to live by, to understand what it is that they're doing so that we can help them better do that thing. We're going to put you in the hot seat. You ready?
Always.
Bring it.
Heather, was this your first time meeting Extension?
It was. So I am embarrassed to say that Kristen said she had a general concept of Extension before, and I am embarrassed to say that I live outside of Atlanta, and the University of Georgia is not terribly far from us, and actually where I used to live, we had a sign that said UGA Extension, and I had absolutely no clue. I would drive past the sign always. And I looked it up once and saw that it was agriculture, and that was really as far as I dove into it. And so really just, yeah, like I said, embarrassed that I did not know more about it, but just so thankful that I had the opportunity to learn. Plus, I was so excited that the Ohio State University was located, that they had signs and things up of the work that they do, their extension offices. I was very pumped as a Buckeye. I was excited to see all that up there. Awesome. I had to throw it in. I had to. Yes, you guys, you know, did. I couldn't let it go.
Go Gators. Kristen?
Go Tigers, I think is what you meant to say. Oh, man. So I mentioned at the top of the conversation that I was familiar briefly with Clemson's extension offices across our state. Actually, when I was in high school doing a science fair, I think it was high school, might have been middle school, it's a blur, but doing a science fair project, I had to reach out to Clemson, one of the Clemson extension offices, because my science fair project was on the effects of different fertilizers on plants. And they were actually able to give me soil samples and various different research. So I reaped the benefits of extension early on, but not knowing that they really did much, much past agriculture, to Heather's point. I have, thanks to you guys, at least been exposed to the concept of extension for the past several years, but really never got outside of IT. That's a common thing that we say all the time with our jobs now, but you guys support the folks, you support the IT that supports the extension offices, if you will. So I knew about it, but I was merely scratching the surface, all puns intended. But I've had this concept in my mind for a couple of years now about how we can figure out solutions for the folks in the field. And so my initial thoughts around extension were just, you know, think about all the people that are working the orange groves across the state of Florida, for example. And my eyes were open to a whole nother world of what these folks are involved in. It was beneficial, to say the least, but learned a ton.
That's awesome, because yeah, the ag part of it is kind of front and center, but the life sciences part of it, it doesn't appear to jump out as much as you'd think. And so our agents are family and consumer sciences, teaching people how to rehabilitate their credit or file their taxes, you know, canned food, all that kind of stuff. And it really is incredible the amount of stuff that they do. But Kristen, I'm going to call you out. You ready?
Oh boy.
This was definitely not your first time supporting an extension event, because in 2019, Microsoft did come to the Extension Professionals Associations of Florida meeting in Sanibel, Florida. So good job. I'm glad you came.
True. Well, I was still very much under the umbrella or the impression too that we were just talking with IT folks. So connecting with us.
You didn't know why you were there. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, let's be fair. So good call out. Good point.
What a surprise.
I should have attended more sessions. I was distracted by the fact of the beautiful scenery of where we were. But like I said, you guys have exposed me to extension over the past couple of years, but it all came to a head. I think what also was the light bulb moment for me in Florida from a national lens was that, to your point, this is one aspect of extension. There are multiple arms, and I'm surprised you didn't call me out on the presentation within our presentation when I referenced 4-H.
I wanted to, but I didn't.
And no one in the room.
We were being good.
Yeah, not
so. The backstory. The backstory on that. I'm happy to tell self-deprecating jokes, but that I referenced 4-H in my day in the life, and no one in the room knew what I was talking about, because 4-H is completely a separate entity and like its own, you know, own part under the umbrella of extension. So that just opened my eyes up even more to go, wow, we have so much more to uncover. Yeah. So I'm open to the feedback. I thought that was awesome. That was a really good way to make a mistake and learn.
Teachable moment.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Dwayne, as you mentioned, EPAF in 2019, we had a number of assistants come and help us, and that helped us launch some training, important training on Teams platform for our agents there. And at the time, you brought in some personnel from around the Microsoft stores for us to help. They came in person, but stores are gone. They're closed, right? But they still exist kind of virtually now. And some personnel came to this conference, brought and helped show off and showcase like some Surface equipment that could help our agents, devices with LTE connections for them to work remotely and things like that. How could an agent take advantage of what the store does now? I believe they kind of participate in trainings and can provide trainings now. And if our agents out there need some additional assistance, is that something they could reach out to?
Yeah, I'll start. And then I know Heather probably has some good examples of this too. And it was unfortunate, but probably actually the timing was perfect because the stores closed right before the pandemic really hit the height of things. And we were able to then shift into a very virtual mode where they could support customers at a much broader scale. And while it's awesome to be able to walk into a physical store and touch and feel the devices, especially, I think just the bandwidth now is so much greater for those who can provide virtual training. So if specific to devices too, we now have, well, let me take the devices conversation out for just a second, but we now have in every part of the country, we have what's called a stores hub. So it's a hub of all of the resources from our originals. It's actually taking, like in the state of Florida, for example, taking all of the regional stores and putting them into one central place where they're all the resources that you need from training, from devices, from, you know, management. And these folks really have just embraced this change. And we saw that was evident 2 weeks ago with the folks that came to join us. They knew more than we did. To do a demo, I haven't had to physically demo something in over 2 years. They took it and ran with it. So the huge resource for us. Heather, I don't know if you want to add on about how specifically we can tap into leveraging their help?
Sure. For most of the schools that have, you know, extension offices, there's a really good chance that they also have what's called an account team on the Microsoft side. But these training hubs, they also provide free virtual training. Sometimes they're a set, you know, schedule that folks can join, and sometimes they can have somebody personalize that training for them. So in most cases, if they're looking to connect, they might reach out to whoever communicates regularly with their Microsoft account team and get that contact information, because we have these hubs all over the United States, which is great. Shout out to the Atlanta one. We love them. They do amazing training for customers all over the place. But it's part of what schools are already paying for. So it's no additional cost. I mean, and that's it's right at their fingertips, as long as they can reach out, get connected, and that's all they need to do. And then that training is there.
I'm surprised really awesome. You guys aren't going to do a self plug here, because what you guys actually offer also nationally for extension agents is a pretty cool opportunity. Do I need to self-promote you, or do you?
This isn't about us.
This is about you.
We're
doing the interviewing.
All of us.
Hang on. You said at the beginning that you don't have experts on your calls usually, but I'm sorry, you guys are experts. You absolutely stepped up in our presentation and answered questions, and you have helped me more than one time with content. So yeah, I think it's time for you to do a little self-promotion on your training.
we love supporting the extension mission. It really is something that, I don't know, I call myself like a late bloomer. You know, I grew up in very rural Florida, like legit the middle of nowhere. And so I connect really deeply with the things that they're trying to accomplish and the things that they're trying to do. And to talk about the training offering for Microsoft real quick, Joe and I have been working with the Extension Foundation a little bit lately, and they had a survey a while back that came out, and we have the results of it. And one of the questions on this that I wanted to bring up is, the question is, when you adopt a new technology for use in your program or institution, what barriers do you need to overcome? And the number one thing was learning curve. The number two thing was access to expertise and training. And the number three thing was budget. And so everything that you just said, those store hubs can do, accommodates the top three. And they're like, we'll post this in the show notes or something, but like, it's like a bar graph, and those three are way off. Like the other things, you just might as well not even count. I don't know what those people were thinking when they clicked those. So those top three things, between what the stores are doing and the shameless plug of what Joe and I are doing with our Cloudy County Extension program, really meets those major needs, because you don't have to pay for the training. And in a lot of cases, you don't even have to pay for the licensing. The licensing for education, like the land grant portion of extension, is considered education, and education gets a major, major benefit from Microsoft when it comes to licensing. So Teams is free, OneDrive is free, 25 terabytes of storage in Teams is free. You know, that's bonkers compared to like enterprise. So I'll stop the shameless plug there, but I felt like that was pretty on point for that survey. Was to extension professionals. That's what they're feeling is difficult when it comes to adopting new technology. So I thought that was pretty special. Heather, we're not the only ones that are doing training stuff. Right. You have a little community of your own. Do you want to talk about it for a minute?
Yes, I have a community that I love and adore. We'll get to see them soon. It's called the National Microsoft Office Hours, and we meet every Thursday from 4 o'clock Eastern to 5 o'clock Eastern. And honestly, I love it because as I kind of circling back to the talking about like the extension agents and teachers and passion, is really this is a group of people that are absolutely passionate about what they do, and they come together to help one another. We do have a lot, we do talk teaching and learning. It does tend to be a lot of IT, which is fine as well. We can, you know, learn from that, but it is the community helping one another. So these are individuals that work in education, K-12 through higher ed, and they come on and all they do is share. And we always love to start off, we call it shenana foolery. We have to get that word trademarked so that we can own it, because it's just having fun. It's just a little bit of having fun, being relaxed, getting everybody in the spirit of sharing. We do some Q&A, and then we have amazing presenters for the second half hour, which we record and put on our YouTube channel. So if you want to see Joe and Dwayne in person, or not really in person, but you want to see them, you can go and watch them, because they have presented for us several times. They're my go-to, like, hey, I'm in an emergency situation, I need some help. So it's a great community. I would love, I'm going to share, I'll tell you a link that actually is comprised of a whole slew of education office hours communities. Selfishly, I would like for people to join ours first. Ours is very general and we cover a whole bunch of topics, but if you have an interest in something more specific like Azure or Endpoint Manager, you could join those. But the link is very simple to get information for joining. It's just aka.ms/officehoursedu. And at that link is where you'll find information for joining all of the communities that we have available, including my favorite, which is ours, the office hours we do on Thursdays. So yeah, it's aka.ms/officehoursedu. So thank you for letting me plug that. And thank you guys for being a part of that community. And Kristen,
absolutely.
Kristen is my favorite lurker. Because she can't always attend, but she's always in the chat. And then Kristen has also presented for us. So if you would like to see one of Kristen's amazing presentations, you can get the link at that site that I gave you, and you can go watch those.
I'm a major creeper. Yeah, it's creep worthy, if that's a thing. Yeah, it's the highlight. I've said this before. It's the highlight of my week. I don't get to it every week, but I can't recommend it enough. And that group, that community that you guys have built over the years, and really what you've done over the past year as you've taken it over, has been phenomenal. Just a good group of people that genuinely care. Again, I think anybody from the extension world would definitely benefit being a part of that
community. Needs to get added to the shirt, Heather. National MS Office Hours, creep worthy.
Yep, it's going on another one.
Yeah, you can attend and order some paraphernalia for a good cause.
Absolutely. Swag. Yes. Just speaking of that, yeah. So the first official donation based on some minor profits from the office hours was done today and given to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So very excited about that. And Microsoft matches it. So we donated $120 with including the match. So
awesome.
Very excited.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's always fun to be on there. Great, great sessions. And some of the people we've met on there are just, they're fun to hang out with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Be really cool someday if we were able to all physically get together in the same place.
office hours con coming up.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it. Or would it be awkward? Would we all be like, "Can I go get on my device?"
We just sit in different parts of the room and stare at each other.
I don't
computer.
Actually want to look at you in person. I just need to see you within the screen.
I'm going
to
call it Stephanie real quick.
she's not here to defend herself.
She's not here to defend herself. No, it's a good thing. She's regular participant in office hours, part of the crew that runs the meeting, and she was at the Microsoft office in Tampa, excuse me, for a Microsoft EDU Days, which is an event that's been going on for a very long time that I've been happy to participate in for, I think, more than 10 years, which is pretty cool. And she was there and she saw me. She's like, "Yeah, you look just like your profile picture." And I was like, "Oh, thanks." And then to Steve Lane, "Can't tell how tall you are, but you look just like your profile picture."
That's, I think, my favorite comment is when people are like, "Wow, you're a lot taller than I thought you were going to be," or vice versa. So.
Gosh, how the COVID world has messed us up.
Yes, for sure.
No
in
kidding.
More ways than one.
No kidding. I mean, that's why after coming back from Florida, I was mentally and physically exhausted. It was so many good conversations, but man, I haven't had to socialize like that in a minute. And it was, I forgot how, I think I'm 50-50 introvert and extrovert at this point, thanks to COVID.
It is kind of sensory overload, you know, yeah. But...
worth it. Totally worth it.
It was great.
Yeah, I have to say, very thankful to have that extension of Microsoft's work, the openness to help train, participate, help educate our agents there was definitely, the feedback has been clear that it's been very helpful and necessary. And we're hopeful that Microsoft as a corporation will continue to see the future there in extension and what we can do and grow to help our agents across Florida and you know, the rest of the states. Great to have you there, and thank you for sharing your time with us. Wasn't exactly on a boat this time. It was a little bit different temperature than Chicago in the fall.
A lot warmer. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, Florida boys aren't used to that.
I would be remiss not to mention and flip the script that I talk about the immense gratitude that we experienced from the others, but it works both ways. We are incredibly thankful for the opportunity. We've said it a million times, but I'll continue to keep saying it. We learned so much from that experience 2 weeks ago, but really a culmination of everything that we've been working on and working towards for the past couple of years with you guys. And it's just, it's been really cool to see people internally kind of turns their heads a little bit to be like, wait a second, we've not been thinking about this the right way. And that's really encouraging. And that's a lot of Microsoft's culture, is to try to think outside the box and figure out how do we help as many people as we possibly can and support our reach. So the gratitude goes both ways.
Joe, that sounds like a win.
I'm gonna say, this is the portion I think we're moved into is we like to kind of end our podcasts on a positive note. Hopefully the rest of the last, in this case, 40 plus minutes has been a positive note too. But something that we've done in our personal life or business life, that we've, you know, happy, it's been positive for us. And I'll lead us off. It definitely was for me. This conference was getting to be in person with people that we have only seen for the last 2 years, on camera, helping run these conferences, having them come up and just, you know, it was a lot of work, and just thankful of what we were able to help them with and continue these conferences. But getting to meet people in person and getting to hear about more stories and more help that they need and more assistance is something that we couldn't do when we were running these conferences very well, because we were on 4 or 5 different video calls at the same time. Helping run sessions and things like that. So now getting a chance to actually communicate more with them and find out about some of their needs, I think was important for us to help drive some of our future trainings forward. So I think that was a really important week there.
Definitely. I'll go next because mine's related to Joe's, and I'm surprised he didn't mention this. So we were honored by the Florida Association of County Ag Agents at the general session. And I'll say this was probably the coolest moment in my entire professional career.
Absolutely.
It was a big deal to us, but they brought us up on stage and, you know, recognized the work that we had done over not just the last 2 years, but this was the thing that was so cool was, yeah, we did teams for the 2020 and 2021 conferences, but then even when it transitioned back into in person, we tried to really still be a part of it, not because we wanted to meddle in it, but because we felt like there was something we could contribute, and they recognized that too. And so we both got these really slick like crystal awards, which was awesome.
You're big time.
It's in my living room right now. Like, it's legit.
It should be. It needs to be in an uplit case. Like,
I need to buy one. Yeah. It was just so cool. And then the even more cool than that was in while Gene McAvoy, who was the 2020 president, was reading everything off, and when he paused, there was a unprompted, totally organic standing ovation from 1,000 plus people, and that I about fell over off the stage. Like, it was really cool. So Joe, that's definitely your win too.
Yes. I didn't want to take that one just in case.
Come on,
both have a chance to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I know this was supposed to be wins, but that was a loss for us because we were back in our hotel rooms. I was exhausted. And I'm getting these messages. I'm getting these messages going, what did I miss? Oh, it was awful. Oh, I hated not being there for that. But what a well-deserved that's a big win that you'll take for a long time. Very well deserved.
It could be next month's win. You don't know. Well, I might just keep using it.
I mean, technically, you had two big wins in 1 month, if I'm being correct specifically.
Yeah, but one we'll save for another podcast.
Another time.
They don't
you
come off.
Another podcast.
So I gotta
right? bank them.
Spread them out. So do we get to share our wins? Yeah,
I was wondering
if we got to share.
Yeah.
You know, I think my win for the whole thing was remembering why I do what I get to do. You know, it was easy to always remember that when we were in the classroom and when we were seeing kids day to day and meeting with the kids and their parents and all of that. And the farther you get away from the classroom, the harder it is to see those reasons right then and there and kind of in your face. And so this was a great reminder to be back with a bunch of people that are passionate about supporting others and about education in all formats. And so for me, that was, I think, the biggest win was just getting that amazing reminder of, you know, even though we're working for education on it from a different lens, we are still able to help make a difference. And so it was that part, I think, was the most powerful for me. And I've just really, it's always refreshing and builds you back up and re-energizes you. So it was great. Like Kristen said, I was tired, but I was also fulfilled in a way that I needed.
Yeah. To piggyback off of that, very similar, but the one thing I can think of, I got my mojo back. Like, I know that sounds, you know, silly to place it all on one event. So to take the compliment, but, you know, this has been a horrible experience for those of us that love to interact with humans and present in front. Like, that was my all day, every day, not just in my role at Microsoft, but that's what I did when I was teaching. I was in front of a group of people every single day interacting. And I didn't realize how much I truly missed that. And for the first time in almost 3 years, I was presenting to a group of customers. Now I've seen my coworkers a couple times, but I hadn't presented. And what I will tell you is over the past 2 weeks, it's just sparked a renewed, to Heather's point, it's been refreshing and a renewed spirit of this is why I do what I do. And, you know, gosh darn it, I'm pretty good at it too. And and people like me.
Are you Stuart yes, Smalley? Are you looking into
it. I'm doing it. A mirror to a mirror. I've carried this with me, and it's sparked a new a new attitude going into this our new fiscal year for work. Multiple wins across the board, but I needed that confidence boost because I had lost that, to be honest. I lost the excitement of what we do every day. So
the last couple of years have been different for sure. Mm-hmm. And as we get back into the swing of things of talking to real people again,
yeah.
Not that online people aren't real people, but you know what I mean. Yeah, it's definitely different.
Or people listening to a podcast. You're real too.
You're real too. And we love you. Well, that's good. I'm glad that this had just a multifaceted experience for everybody involved. And I'm really excited for the future of Extension when it comes to modern workplace tech and what can be done there. I know there's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of desire. And I think when you have opportunity and desire both in the same place, that's a slam dunk. And I really feel like there's big things for Extension as far as how they work, giving them access to their stuff, empowering them. And so that's really, I'm really glad that y'all were able to be part of that experience. And so for our folks who have listened this far, We usually go about an hour nowadays. But if you've listened this far, wow.
What do they get?
They get a giant thank you, for listening to our podcast. And I hope that you'll subscribe to it and listen to more, especially if you're an agent. If you're an agent, we really want to be your friend. So connect with us and sign up for Cloud County if you want more cloud type training. So we'll put notes to everything that Kristen and Heather, all those amazing things that they dropped, we'll put in the show notes, access for training, the office hours communities that are out there that are available to you as being a part of EDU. Obviously Cloud County will be in there, all that kind of stuff. So, but again, if you listen this far, we're so thankful. I can't even describe it. We're so thankful that you did. And we will beam back next month with a new episode. We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Shift Show. If you found our content useful, please consider subscribing and leaving us a 5-star review. This will help others find our show. If you'd like to connect with us, you can find us on LinkedIn or on our homepage at aka.my/shiftshow. We'll beam back next month for a new episode.
Transporter room, stand by to beam up landing party.